What are you running after? Say, what are you running after? A little series called Pursuit. And we're going to roll with it. Obviously, I was on my honeymoon this week. I didn't get a lot of studying done. We'll see how it goes. Amen? Come on. Come on. Here we go. Little series called Pursuit. Are you pursuing trivial things? The game is Trivial Pursuit. That's where we live, a lot of us. We just pursue things that don't matter. How many in your life, now that you're getting a little bit older, you realize you pursued a lot of things when you were younger you didn't really need to do, did you? See what I'm saying? There you go. Come on. Let's look at it. We're going to roll it, Raj. Keep rolling. Keep rolling. In the real game of life, most people live their lives pursuing what? Now, I need you to help me because it's dark and I feel like you're sleeping. Oh, it's not easy to preach. Now, back here in the big stand, I can see y'all back there. Yeah, I got you people. Down here, I got nothing. Can't see you at all. Here we go. So, you got to talk to me. So, most people in life are pursuing what? You know it's the truth. Let's see what the Word has to say. Let's go with it and see what we find. Trivial comes from a Latin word meaning, say it with me. We're going to learn something today. What's the word trivial mean? It actually comes from a word that means what? One more time. It means three roads. Okay? The idea was that in ancient times, when travelers met at the crossroads, they would talk and they would gossip about unimportant issues of the day. So you got three roads coming together, and where all these people met, along these three roads, they would sit there and they would talk, and small talk, and gossip, and about things that really didn't matter. That's where the word comes from. Means what? Three roads. So now you know where the word trivial comes from. Keep looking. Much of the stuff we deem important is trivial. We want to be important. We want to look important. We want to act important. We want to be treated as though we are what? Important. This is how we are. And this kind of trivial thinking is rooted in an ugly word we're going to talk about what? Pride. Pride. So much of us, so much of what we do, trivial things we do, is rooted in pride. And we're going to talk, what are you running after? What's running you? God has an abundant life for us. John 10:10 says, a thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. Jesus Christ says, say it with me, I am come, help me now, that they might have life and that they might have it more, or life to the full. Wouldn't you rather have a life to the full than a life that's trivial? Say, wouldn't you rather spend your life getting down the road instead of being at the crossroads? Say, amen, just right here, this is what I do, this is my life, I'm just right here. Hey, brother, I want to get down the road. I want to go somewhere in my life. Amen. All right? So, trivial stuff. The abundant life is short-circuited by the trivialities of an ugly word. Pride. Pride. Let's talk about it. Let's journey back about 2,000 years. We're going to meet a man who is experiencing the abundant life. I'll probably take me a couple of weeks to really get into discussing this. This man was locked where? In where? So can I have an abundant life, a good life, even when things are tough? Say, absolutely. Quite frankly, how many in your life, when it was those tough times, it's what helped get rid of some of those trivialities in your life? Can I see your hand? It's some of those things you just thought you needed to have. And buddy, I'm telling you something, I can talk about it. I know what it feels like, okay? So, we're going to journey back and look at a man who's locked in prison. Let's journey, Raj, in the Word. He's waiting his what? Oh my gosh, this can't be good. You tell me he's locked in prison and he's awaiting his execution, but we're going to learn from him about how to have a great life, an abundant life, to not pursue trivial things. Yep, that's what we're going to learn. His name was what? Tell me the man's name. Come on. Paul. He wrote 13 books of your New Testament. When you look at your New Testament, after you get past Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts, pert near the rest of it's written by this man. I guess he did all right, didn't he, say? He got down the road some, didn't he? Amen? Paul was not focused on trivial things, especially now that he's in prison. He's waiting his execution. He's not focusing on trivial things, but he's focusing on things that really what? That really matter. Philippians. Paul and Timotheus. Verse 1, the servants of Jesus Christ, all the saints in Christ Jesus, who are at Philippi with the bishops and the deacons. All right? The first thing that we're going to learn about how living life and not living a trivial life is this word right here, servant. You think that's a good thing? Yes or no? That's a great thing. That's a great thing to the Christian. Servant. He said, I'm a bond slave. Can we look at verse 1 again? Is it hard to do? Pull it back up for me. Paul and Timotheus, say it with me, the what? One more time, the what? Servants. Now let's pop it up. We're learning, what is a good life? What is a life that's not pursuing trivial things? Number one, we're learning from this man, he was a servant. We're learning that he was a bond slave. That's what the word means. By nature. This is my nature now. As a believer in Christ, I'm a bond slave to Jesus Christ. This is how I want to live. This is how I get up in the morning. This is how I am when I approach people. That's what I pray for with the men in the truck, that that's what you'll experience when you come to the campus here at Fellowship Church, that you'll feel that we want to serve you. Y'all listening or not? It's no accident that people are reaching out and helping and loving and caring. That's what we want to be. But we want to be this every day in life. Want to be people known by nature as what? Servants. Now, see, that goes against our pride, though, doesn't it? Say, being important, look at me. That goes against that, doesn't it? But Paul said, I'm a servant. What is that? That's humbling yourself and being a servant. Man, that's what really what? That really matters. That's not trivial at all. He gives more grace. Wherefore, he says, God resists the what? But he gives grace to the humble. It's not a trivial thing to be a servant of God. This is an awesome thing to serve people, to love people, to care for people. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall what? I don't know about you, man. This is where we can get in a lot of trouble. You know? Instead of serving, we want somebody to do for us. Do for me. Do for me. Well, Paul's locked up in prison, man. He's waiting his execution. And he's looking back. He's talking. He's giving lessons on life and saying, be a servant. Humble yourself. It's a great way to live, man. Keep looking. God rejects pride. We see that all through the Scripture. I am humble. I am to humble myself before who? And who? One more time. I'm to humble myself before and the more you have, and the more leadership you have, and the more place you get put in the limelight, the harder this is sometimes to deal with. You understand? And that's when you start living your life for trivial things. And life really doesn't matter. You're at that crossroad. Remember three roads. You're right there. You have all this potential and ability to serve and help other people. Especially if God's gifted you with things, and gifted you with personality and communication and being able to serve and help other people. That's a wonderful gift. But you can waste it there at those three roads. That's trivial. I'm to humble myself before God. My focus should not be on trivial, my way, things, but rather on what? His way, things, with who in mind? Others. Trivial. Being a servant, really what? That's what we want here at Fellowship Church. We say we love Jesus and we love people. We could actually say we serve Jesus and we serve, one more time, we serve and we serve. That's who we are. That's who we're to be according to the Scriptures. Okay? Grace be unto you. Let's look at another one. So being a servant really matters. It's not trivial. That's something that's incredible. I watched my mother do this. She was a drunk. She put her faith in Christ. I watched her take, you know, she probably didn't think she had much ability. She was a waitress for 25 years. And she took those people skills that had served that coffee and those grits and eggs. And those good hamburgers with coleslaw right on them. And them crunchy French fries. And the barbecue. Oh, my gosh. Amen. Listen, but she took those skills whenever she just gave herself to the Lord. She just gave herself to Him. When she got saved, her favorite verse became, all things were together for good. To them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. And she became a servant. And this life, a woman who had a reputation of being a bad person, had the reputation for the rest of her life of being a champion for Christ. Because she what? Look at me, I'm important. No. Because she took what she had and she served with it. and changed. She really changed so many people's lives. It's incredible. And the greatest life she ever changed was mine. And quite frankly, if I've made any impact on your life, guess who gets some of that credit? Mama. Amen? Serving. It's a beautiful thing. Let's look at another one. Pop it back. Back it up. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So something else that you can pursue, pursue being a servant. Pursue grace and peace in your life. Grace and peace. Let's look at it. Sanctified. For by grace are you what? Saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I have grace and peace because Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. He rose from the dead. He loves me. I'm sanctified. He sees me as clean. He sees me as whole. Why am I pursuing what people think of me? I need to be important. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Look at what I do. Why do I need to pursue that when, man, I've got everything? You listening? This is good stuff. This is a man in prison who's locked up. He's going to be executed. He's saying, man, go after this. Be a servant. Pursue grace and peace, man. Think about what you have. It's the gift of God. It's not of what? It's not of what? It's not about me. It's not of what? Lest any man would what? Boast. And that's what we do. And when we do that, we get full of pride. And when we do that, we get at the crossroads. There's three roads, and all we're good for then is just gossiping and talking. And look at what I'm blah, 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 blah. And you're not getting anything done for God. I don't want to be at that road. Grace and peace. It's not just sanctified. Say that word with me. Tranquilized. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through who? Man, it... Listen, go after grace and peace. I mean, I'm telling you what, this trivial stuff, it seems pretty good until the stuff hits the fan. You listening to me? Yeah. And then what are you left with? Your little trivial things? I'm telling you what, folks, people that you talk to at those crossroads, they'll leave you in a heartbeat when it gets hard. You understand? Say, they'll go on to somebody else and small talk it. You ought to learn from this man. Seek grace and seek peace and know that, man, this is what you have in Christ. I can have this. I don't need to seek trivial things. I've got things above. I've got peace in my heart. How many of you have gone through hard times, but you had peace? Can I see your hand? You had peace. You had grace. Did you hurt? Did you cry? Sure you did. But you were anchored in on those things, not trivial things. Am I putting you to sleep? It's called the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thing. Those guys were in the fiery furnace, brother, but they were fine, weren't they, say? Because there was a fourth man in the what? In the fire with them. You can go through fire, and God will be with you. Being forgiven and being free. I'm forgiven and I'm free from the curse of the law and sin, and I've been given a new life in Christ. That's what Mama saw. And she went for it, man. She went for it. And I encourage you to do that. Boy, that really matters. This is good stuff. Keep looking, Raj. What we got? Knowing that your sins are forgiven, that you have a friend in Jesus who's closer than a what? Does that really matter, or you'd rather do the small talk?
Let's get together at the crossroads and talk.
That's only going to fly so long. Trivial things. Let's look at another one. We're just going through this book. It's called Philippians. We're not going to teach the whole book. But there's this man, Paul. He wrote this book. The book is a book. Dr. Lindo, you wrote a book on the book of Philippians, didn't you? Tell me if I'm right on this. I'm not sure. Dr. Lindo wrote a book on this book. Tell me if I'm right on it. The theme of this book, one of the overriding themes of this book, is joy. Is that correct? The word joy means leap. Say that with me. The word joy means what? Leap. One more time. It means what? Leap. And the man wrote this book when he was in prison, waiting his execution. Yet we feel, you know, but we spend time won't get to people to feel sorry for us for the little thing, trivial things we're going through in life. You listening to me or not? you can have joy. You can have that spirit inside of you that says, regardless, listen, I'm a servant of the living God. I have grace and peace. I can leap. I can leap. I can leap over. You know, Superman, he can leap over tall buildings, can't he? Say, that's who you are in Christ. That's who you are in Christ. You can leap over whatever it is that's happened to you. Isn't it a better way to think? Say, instead of me spending time at the crossroads with a bunch of people telling them what happened to me, I'd rather leap over the tall building. Wouldn't you say? You can leap in Jesus Christ. That's what this word, joy, means. Is that right, Pastor? I could be wrong on that. To leap! Amen! Come on! The third thing we see, back that verse up one more time. I what? Where are you, Paul, where are you writing this letter from? From where? Prison. You're awaiting your what? But your what? I what? Thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Wow. So a big thing that really matters, it's not trivial, is being thankful. The tense of the word, of this word right here, is I'm constantly what? Thanking God for what? Now here's trivial. Here's trivial. I want to feel important. I want to be treated important because of what I have, because of what I give, because of what I've done. I want to feel important. Listen, that's trivial. That's trivial. Something that really matters, pop it back one more time, Raj. Something that really matters is being thankful. And being thankful for people in your life. No great example of this, but I'm going to tell you something. I look right here and see this beautiful lady. And I'm thankful for her. Because when I was laid low, she wrote me a beautiful letter. She poured out her heart, her pain, but also her happiness. And she said, I'm going to be right there. Third row, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. She signed her letter. I'm always going to be there. Third row, 1, 2, 3. Always smiling. You know what that's meant to me in my life? Say. Now, I could go through the building like this. This is a good thing, guys. Being thankful for people in your life, not what you can get out of people, what they're already doing for you, man. Are you listening to me? Being thankful. Praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. Let's being thankful. Now, I'm spending time at the crossroads talking about what I ain't got or how people mistreated me. Oh, so-and-so did such-and-such, and you know, that's really bad. But look what they done did to me and all this kind of crap. Excuse me. When I can leap, man, and I can be happy. You understand? I'm not saying it's the easiest thing, but the man's trying to tell us something. He's saying, look, man, if I'm locked up in prison, my head's about to get cut off. If I can do it, you can do it. And he gives us a verse later in this passage, in this book. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say that with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Wonder what book that showed up in, this one. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Generally speaking, focusing on trivial things diminishes a what? You want to become unthankful, ungrateful? You focus on trivial things, man. You're not going to be thankful. You're not going to be grateful. Come on. Not being thankful is being what? Flat out, period. Not being thankful. I wrote this message. Amen? Not being thankful is what? Being selfish. And that's trivial. And I know that you might not, it's going to hit us all different this morning in this room. I mean, this is trivial. What are we living for? Am I just spending my life? Do I get the most, you know, whatever out of life by just being at the middle of those three roads, just talking and complaining or talking about my stuff, or when I could serve other people, when I could focus on, wow, not what I've done, but what Jesus has done for me. Grace and peace, man. And then I can be thankful. Man, when you start doing that, you serve and you start to thank God for what He's done for you, then you can open your eyes up a little bit and you can see there's people out there that's made a difference in your life. You ever got focused on folks that's just done you wrong? Can I see your hand? You ever been focused like that? Got focused like that. I'm focused like that. And what happens? You can't focus on the people that's blessed your life. You understand? So get off that three-row deal. And not being selfish. Keep going, Raj. I tell you what, not being thankful is being selfish. And you lose what? You're playing Trivial Pursuit and you lose every time, baby. You're the loser. I'm the loser when I do that. Having a grateful spirit toward God and others, really what? So let's review. We might try one more. Just one more. What really matters? Being a what? What really matters? Grace and what really matters? Being what? Those are things that really matter. We'll try one more real quick. We might run out of time. Let's try it. Here we go. Verse 4. I mean, the guy, he's just starting a book and he's already loading us up. He's in prison, head fixing it cut off. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy. There's that word. Prayer. Prayer really matters. Say that with me. Prayer really matters. You know what? It's bull. I'll just go ahead and call you bull on it. I'll just call all the bull on it. All right? But if you're standing at the three crossroads and you're talking about yourself, you're standing at three crossroads wanting to look important. If you're standing at three crossroads wanting to gossip or talk about how things have been bad and this is bad and this person did me bad, I'm going to tell you something right now. You're not a person of prayer and you're not fooling anybody. You're listening. You're just not. Well, I pray. You don't. You just talk. Prayer's more than, well, lay me down to sleep, whatever. Listen. This is important stuff, man. Praying for other people. How can you pray for other people when you're focused on you? You can't, man. And he says, I do it with what? With a leap. I'm locked up and I'm chained, but I'm still part of me jumping. Amen. I'm glad to do it, he says. I'm happy to pray for you. I found this is what really matters in life. Hey, I'm locked up. But I'm not pushed out. I'm not locked out. He says, I still am connected. I'm still good. Come on. I'm convinced that self-centered, trivial-minded people don't what? Flat out. And you can argue with me later if you want to. That's fine. You got the publican prayer. I'm glad I'm not like so-and-so. All right? Pitiful. Come on. Pray for people. Man, that really matters. Is that it, buddy? So what did we learn this morning? We got to quit. We're going to get back into Trivial Pursuit next Sunday. Are you all right with that? I know it's just word, man. It's just the word. How many verses did we do? 4. What have we learned so far? Trivial means how many roads? People gather there and they talk about slop. Okay? That's what happens. Look what I did. Look at me. Look at you. Look at them. Look at whatever. But the real thing in life, pursuing what matters, written from a man in prison, locked up, waiting his execution, he gives us 4 things today that we can take with us this week. Number 1, serving other people. Number 2, realizing what you have in Christ. I am sanctified and I am tranquilized. I have grace, thank God. Hallelujah. I'm saved by grace and have peace because no man can pluck me from his hand. Amen? And he's with me and he'll never leave me. Number 3, I am to be thankful. Thankful. Thankful for who specifically? Others. One more time. I'm supposed to be thankful for who? Other people. And then number 4, I'm to be praying for others. Matter of fact, check yourself out. There's nothing wrong to pray for yourself, but you ought to check yourself out. If you want to find in your life, do a little test and see if you're trivial or not. Just check yourself out and see how you pray for others. And not God to hurt them or nothing. You're just praying for others because you love them. Amen? And you're thankful for them and you're grateful for them and you want God to bless them. Are you listening this morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for his word this morning. Amen? Come on. Praise the Lord with me. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's good for my heart. Let's stand on up.